Heritage Trail highlights the extraordinary, frequently surprising history of our area. The trail assembles and organizes over 50 sites that celebrate dramatic confrontations, battles, and sporting events. It takes in attractive homes, prosperous industries, centers of finance and government, palaces dedicated to the arts, towering churches, and great lines of transportation. Featuring easy-to-read historical markers that describe the significant sites in the region, it is a unique and a lasting legacy gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration. If you're not aware of the Heritage Trail, it's easy to find in downtown Fort Wayne. Just look for the blue and white Heritage Trail markers to direct your way. This is our path, accessible to the public, complete with an On the Heritage Trail guidebook. Available from ARCH, Fort Wayne's Historic Preservation Organization and financial trustee for the trail, the guidebook describes each historical site and many places in between, which have interesting, oftentimes dramatic stories to tell. Hello, this is Tom Castaldi, and I invite you to join me for a walk through our region's history. One stretch along the trail is found in Headwaters Park. Moving along the Oval Walk here in the park, east of the water fountain, there are markers that tell of the fur traders and the military at Fort Wayne. The French built Fort Saint-Philippe, or Fort Miami's, west of the park in 1722 to command the land portage here between the Maumee and Wabash Rivers. It was important to the French to protect the area in their political competition with the British as a strategic location for the potential profit from fur trading with the American Indians. Europeans were ready to supply the goods the natives wanted, such as metal tools, utensils, weapons, manufactured cloth materials, and decorative items. Because beaver was the fur most desired in Europe for hat making and deerskin for leather trappings, the Indians had a trading opportunity to utilize. Participating in this trade arrangement changed the lifestyles of these people. Once this way of life became a part of their culture, a dependency relationship between the Indians and the traders developed. It established an economic and political relationship in this part of the New World that lasted for over 300 years. American Indians furnished not only furs, but also military clout. As allies to either the French or the British, they created a balance of power between the European nations struggling for a position in the New World. Eventually, four additional forts were erected here. A second French garrison, which later was taken by the British, was established northeast of Headwaters Park. This was followed by two American forts near this point. In 1976, a replica of that last fort built by Anthony Wayne was constructed within the boundaries of the park. Fort Wayne, built on the high ground overlooking the confluence of the rivers and the Miami town of Kikianga, was dedicated on October 22, 1794. Well, our time is up for today's excursion, but remember that the Heritage Trail is here for you to enjoy anytime. For a free, self-guided tour map, stop by Arch's lobby at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets, or for more information, you can go to the web at archfw.org. For now, this is Tom Castaldi, and we hope you join us next time on the Heritage Trail.